Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We are going to take a look at our garden calendar. It tells us that the first half of October is a good time to harvest sweet potatoes. The first half of October, and really all through October, depending on the soil, is a great time to plant tulip, daffodil, and other spring flowering bulbs. It's also a good time to dig dahlias and cannas after a killing frost. Something else you may want to consider this time of year as we get down to cooler evenings is moving houseplants back indoors. If you had houseplants outdoors during the summer, you may want to move them back indoors when nighttime temperatures start to dip consistently below 50 degrees in the fall, usually around late September, but we have had temperatures even a little cooler than that lately, so if you still have any houseplants outdoors, you may want to look at bringing those inside. Most houseplants are native to tropical areas and will not tolerate freezing temperatures, and several species of indoor plants may suffer frost damage when temperatures drop below 45 degrees. Nearly all houseplants will die if exposed to below freezing temperatures. Before you bring your houseplants indoors, you want to check for insects. Many pests like scale mealybug, aphids, and whiteflies, as well as ants or cockroaches, can be inadvertently brought indoors without a careful look. Take the opportunity to rinse the foliage off while it's still outside. Let it dry before bringing those plants back indoors. A good rinse can help knock down any potential insect issues, but also knock off any dust that may still be on the plant or remove any dried leaves that have begun to fill up the plant this fall. If plants show signs of extensive infestations, it may be better to compost the plant rather than bring it indoors, where the problem will only get worse and control will be difficult, and it may even spread to other plants. Once you bring outdoor houseplants inside, keep them isolated from other houseplants for 3 to 4 weeks. Typically, if there's going to be an issue with bringing pests indoors, it will be evident after about a month indoors. Inspect your plants often and carefully address any issues as soon as they are noticed to help prevent insect infestations from getting out of control or spreading to other plants. Keep in mind that the change in environmental conditions from outside to inside can be quite stark. Plants should be placed inside in bright indirect light, and even the brightest locations indoors usually will provide only a fraction of the light intensity of any outdoor location. Some houseplants will drop leaves in response to this change in light intensity. Just baby them along and new foliage will grow to replace those lost leaves due to change in conditions. You may want to consider providing supplemental light if conditions are too dim indoors, but keep in mind that even in the best of situations, plants are still likely to pout and react negatively when brought back indoors. Good consistent care will help them stay healthy and recover quickly from the change in environmental conditions. Houseplants may put on a lot of new growth outdoors and get very large in response to bright conditions. You may want to cut them back before bringing them inside, but resist this urge, as a pruning before bringing them indoors will give more stress to the plant, already being stressed by the changes of coming indoors. If your plants are too big to bring indoors, you should trim off only what you need to get them to fit and not give them a drastic pruning. For some houseplant species, if you do prune off, you can propagate that over the winter and create new houseplants. If your plants did grow too large to come back into your home in the location they were, you may consider a different location, or if they're too large at all to come into the house, you may consider donating them to a church, school, hospital, nursing home, or office building lobby. These larger indoor spaces can be great new homes for big plants as long as someone there is willing and able to care for them. If this is the case, you will want to start planning early and don't just drop off the plant at the new location that you think should accept it. And while it can be difficult to do, large plants can also be composted with the knowledge that they have provided beauty and joy for many years and may have outlived their useful function as a houseplant. In addition, when you bring those houseplants indoors, you may want to change your watering and fertilizing habits. The growth rates of most houseplants will drop sharply when houseplants are moved from bright, ideal outdoor conditions to dimmer, less than ideal indoor conditions. You want to reduce or stop fertilizing plants in the fall and winter months, as abundant fertilizer will only promote growth that cannot be supported in this slower growing environment. Watering frequency should also change. Houseplants should be watered depending on the environmental conditions, including light, humidity, and temperature. So water by checking the soil and only watering as needed and not on the same schedule that they were watered when they were outdoors. You can find lots more information on caring for house plants and more in our horticulture and home pest news site and in the frequently asked questions section of our home horticulture website. I encourage you to check that out and sign up for the Horticulture and Home Pest newsletter if you are not already signed up for that. This information comes from yesterday's October 10th Horticulture and Home Pest newsletter, and you can read all about that as well as many other fall gardening topics in that newsletter on the Horticulture and Home Pest News website through Iowa State University Extension. If you're looking for other upcoming events and activities here in Cass County and across the state, I encourage you to check out the Cass County Extension website. Follow us on social media. You can stop by the office to figure out what's going on, 805 West 10th Street on the fairgrounds in Atlantic, or give us a call anytime, 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.